A three-day ceasefire between Hamas and Israel was broken yesterday, with Israeli airstrikes responding to renewed rocket fire from Gaza. In the month-long war with Hamas, Israel says it is looking for new technology to help detect and destroy tunnels used by Islamist militants. Israel says 32 tunnels have been demolished during the conflict, but there are concerns others remain. NPR's Jackie Northam visited an Israeli community in a rural town along the border with Gaza. The discovery of a tunnel there is forcing residents to question whether to remain.
It is one of the wonderful sounds of summer. Kids burning off a lot of energy, horsing around in a neighborhood outdoor swimming pool. This is the first day in a month that kids, anyone here in Netiv HaAsara, have used the pool. Two-thirds of this small farming community of 850 people fled the area once militants began firing rockets and mortars from Gaza. The border separating the two sides is less than a quarter of a mile away. Einat Shoham, closely watching over her four children at the pool, has learned how to run to one of the many bomb shelters when she hears a siren. Residents don't have much time before a rocket lands.
We have 15 seconds.
15?
Yeah.
Wow, you move fast.
We fast.
Shoham says she's had to evacuate her family three times in the past decade and a half because of conflicts between Hamas and Israel. But she says this time is different because the Israeli army discovered a tunnel not far from the swimming pool which could be used by Hamas to infiltrate the community. She says that has rattled many residents.
There are lots of people that are saying that they're not sure they want to come back and live here. The rockets we're used to. And we feel secured, and every house has their shelter, and we're all practiced it many times. The tunnels is something that's much more scary.
With rockets fired from Gaza again today, this will surely re-intensify fears in this town so close to the border. Shoham says the major worry is whether there are more Hamas tunnels out there that haven't been discovered. Captain Ronan Fisher, deputy battalion commander with the Israeli army, bounces over the gravel roads of Netiv HaAsara in his battered military jeep. He says Israel suspected there were Hamas tunnels in the area, but finding them was another matter.
We knew approximately where they were, but we couldn't point out exactly at a certain perimeter and say, this is where the tunnel is.
Fisher says the military used a massive drill to bore into the ground every few yards till they finally discovered a tunnel on the Israeli side of a wall separating the community from Gaza. Fisher says it's believed the tunnel was nearly 2 miles long. It was destroyed. Still, he says the military was only partially satisfied.
Because we were happy that we found it, but we knew that the job is not done. And we found one, but there were still others.
Israel says it hopes to develop a better technology to detect tunnels. In the meantime, whether they stay or not, residents at Netiv HaAsara are filtering back to the community to check on their homes and see their friends. At the central emergency station in the center of the village, a half a dozen women make plans for the returning residents and activities for the children. Next door is something called the War Room, filled with maps and walkie-talkies. It's run by the head of security, Ziv Volk. He hopes the military will keep a strong presence in the border community.
I don't think it's giving more security, but it's giving you a better feeling of security. And this is very important for the people who live here.
Volk says that's important because undoubtedly the community will face this threat again.
I guess there is a solution, but I think we're not ready for the solution. We are already 100 years in this conflict, and we are still not ready to talk and to make those things to bring the peace over here.
Volk shrugs and says it may take 10 or 15 years, maybe even 50 years, before Israel and Hamas are ready to make peace. Until then, Netiv HaAsara is on the front line. Jackie Northam, NPR News.